Get your day started right with another nutritionally fulfilling episode of the Pop Zara Podcast.
Hello, hello, and welcome back to the Pop Zara Podcast. This is your host, Nathan Evans, talking about games, talking about sales estimates and figures, talking about things that don't really matter unless they matter to you. For that, we are talking with none other than Senior Games Editor Corey G-Man Galahara. Corey, welcome back to the podcast.
Hey, thank you for having me. I love being here. There's nothing I enjoy more than numbers.
Speaking of here, if you hear echoes or background noise, I am on location in sunny California.
California.
And in case you're asking, no, I'm not near the fires. If you are affected by the fires, be safe. But no, I am out doing the Lord's work. And by Lord's work, I mean managing people up close and personal. Corey, we're talking about game numbers as usual. We're talking about October, the month of Halloween.
Yep.
The month before for 2019. Wait, are we talking about October, right?
October, yes.
Man, these things, because we're in that interesting part where things are going to get really big and record-breaking. This is it. You've been waiting all year for this. And maybe next month. But for now, let's talk about October 19th. So let's talk about hardware sales. What sold the most? Do we even need to ask, or do we already know?
Would you believe that the Nintendo Switch sold really, really well? Everybody bought one.
Shocking. Shocking. How'd it do? Do we know?
Let me see if we have exact numbers, but...
Oh, by the way, big fat asterisk. When Corey says exact numbers, we mean basic estimates from our good friends at NPD.
Yeah, I'm not seeing any even basic estimates, so I'm guessing it was the Switch.
Yeah, pretty much. They don't really divide it out, but it basically goes...
Also, October is not the month we're really worried about, let's be real here.
No, but it's a calm before the storm. Yeah. So... By come before this world, we mean that magical holiday that everyone celebrates in the month of November.
Thanksgiving.
When families get together, and they celebrate.
No, wait. I got this one. Veterans Day.
What's a vet?
That's where you take your animals and they're sick.
Well, the joke that I was getting at, by the way, we appreciate everybody in service. We're talking about Black Friday, we're talking about Cyber Monday, and we're talking about Beige Wednesday, and we're talking about Tubular Tuesday. Basically, every single day is going to be a holiday shopping season. To separate you from the money. So if you're going to go out there...
I think my favorite thing is Small Business Saturday or whatever it is. Basically, it's like, hey, you spent all your money, but you aren't a good person unless you spend it here. So spend more of your money.
It's getting tougher
It's really hard. It's really hard to be a good person when it comes to spending my money because so many people want me to spend it in so many different ways.
When in doubt, gift cards and cash.
Gift cards, especially if somebody calls you from India and they're like, hey, I can fix your computer. Get me some Google Play gift cards.
True story, I actually gave someone some cash last year, and they were offended because they said, I can't spend this. Because then they have to give it to, you know, they have to go to the bank, which they don't have a local bank. They have to put it in their account. Giving people cash is now kind of ghetto.
Well, then you took the cash back, right?
No, I should have.
They were offended, so you were like, okay, if you don't want it, and then you go and buy a burrito.
Here's the thing, they're not getting a gift this year.
Figured as much. Sorry about that, by the way. I will definitely take the cash.
Yeah, I'll send you a check. Wait, you said cash. We're coming to the inevitable. We've got to talk about what's going on. So basically, the Switch sold well. Most accordingly, if we're going to extrapolate that,
yep.
The Switch Base and the Switch Lite, which apparently sold tremendously, tremendously well as well. Apparently, a lot of you want mobile-only Switches. And to explain the PlayStation 4 and the Xbox One, they're getting old. And people, if you want them, you probably have them. Quick aside about that before we go into software. Sony made the PlayStation 5 official. Microsoft had a big show chronologically. Did you watch it, the X conference thing last week?
Yeah, I watched a little bit of it.
I got to tell you something. I was very impressed for the first time with a Microsoft show in a long time. I was really impressed. They're going to be folding some version of their streaming service into Game Pass at some point. We don't really know the details, but that could be a game changer if it works. If it doesn't, it will be a failure. That's most things. So we're going to talk about software. Are we done with hardware?
Yeah. So software it is. Let's start with, we'll do what we always do. We'll do the top 20.
Let's do the top 20. And surprising number 20 this month.
Indeed.
It's so low.
Number 20 is Breath of the Wild on the Switch. And, I mean, is it surprising that it's so low? A little bit. But also, I'm pretty sure everybody has it by now.
When we say low, we're being relative. Being 20 on this list is still very, 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 very high.
Yeah, but I mean, it's still sold a lot of copies. But the fact of the matter is, you don't need multiple copies of Breath of the Wild. And if it ends up being like everybody who has a Switch also owns Breath of the Wild, of course the sales are going to drop.
You know, I don't know this. I can't confirm this for a fact. But I know Nintendo's interoperability between systems is a little backwards. Do you think people bought a Switch Lite and had to rebuy Zelda?
I strongly doubt that.
Do people really want to play Zelda on two systems? I don't know. I think the game is fine. I think it's quite good, but not on every system. So anyway, speaking of big hits that are lower on the list than they should be, number 19.
I don't know about lower than it should be, but number 19 is Red Dead Redemption 2.
Which is in the news this week. And it ironically, it's on your favorite PopZara website this week as well.
It is on the PC. The PC port is terrible.
You know, this must be painful for you. You are part of the PC Master Race, and you're always bragging and braggadocio about PC this and PC that, but not in this case.
Yeah, no, it was real unfortunate. I was very excited to play this game with a better frame rate, better graphics, some improved online features, and it runs like crap. My favorite bug, and it's still not fully fixed, you will load up Red Dead Redemption 2 on PC, right? And you'll try to play it with your mouse and keyboard, right? Your mouse cursor will not disappear from the game screen. So you have this cowboy, this sad cowboy, singing about how his dog left him and his woman left him and whatever. And you're trying to aim your gun, and you can't because your reticle is a friggin' mouse cursor. It's awful. And
I can't imagine playing that game with a mouse and keyboard. I'm sorry.
Well, you know, funny, people like you who don't understand what good controllers are, who try to play on controller, will find that your mouse cursor is still there if you play on controller.
You know what? This is what you get when you want console games to come home. I'll be honest with you. I don't want to sit and play a sad cowboy game in the exact posture I use for Office. It's just not me. I get why you do it, but me, I'm a controller guy.
Wouldn't it be funny if you could, like, run a cable from your computer to your television and sit on the couch and play stuff with it? Wouldn't that be great? Oh, you can. You've been able to do that for 10 years now. Come on, Nate.
You can, and it's called a controller, which is why I can't win this argument with you.
Hey, speaking of games that are better on PC, or rather should be, number 18. Number 18 is Code Vein. It's like Dark Souls. It's super anime.
You like this one?
Thought it was great, and unlike Red Dead, actually, it is better on PC. It runs a lot better. The load times are a lot faster. It's an improved experience for certain, so if you have the chance, try it on there. I'm shocked it's on here for 2 months in a row. I would have thought it'd be a one-month wonder and just vanish, but I guess not.
You know what? Code Vein has stood around longer than most major releases. Think about that.
That's pretty impressive. Like I said, it's kind of a niche game. Some people don't like anime. A lot of people don't like Souls games, and yet, here we are.
You know, two negatives equal positive. Number 17, big, huge hit. I want to talk a little bit about this, but not too long. So what is number 17, and why is it here?
Number 17 is Smash Ultimate, and it's here because two reasons, actually. One of them is the fact that Banjo and Kazooie are now playable. The other one, I'm actually not sure when this happened, but it was because Terry Bogard, of all people, is now in Smash.
You know what? I'm excited about this, but not so much, and I'll tell you why. Do you remember when Capcom got together with SNK years and years and years ago, and they made the first Capcom versus SNK game?
Those games were fantastic. Yes, I do.
And do you remember what it was on?
It was on the Dreamcast.
See? No. It was on the Neo Geo Pocket.
Really?
Yeah, it was a card battling game.
Oh, I played that, a little bit of that. I never actually played it on the real hardware, but I definitely played it emulated. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, so basically, when you're talking to a hardcore arcade fighter like me, they say, oh, we're going to put Art of Fighting, we're going to put SNK together with Capcom. Oh, it's going to be so amazing. And it's a card game. No! It's like that woman in that GIF, you know, no!
You know, he says he's a hardcore arcade fighter. He never actually beat me in Street Fighter V, by the way.
To be fair, I did beat you and one time, and the lag was atrocious. So,
I see. That's what it was.
It was pretty laggy, you've got to admit that. But also,
it was somewhat laggy, yes.
To be fair, this was the launch day of Street Fighter V, so everything was a disaster.
Like, if you guys don't remember, launch Street Fighter V was... Let's just move on. Yeah, moving on from Smash.
I got one comment. My comment about Smash is that when I see Terry Bogard, I'm excited, right? And I saw the clips of Terry Bogard with Ken Masters. I was like, this looks, like, graphically, it looks better than it ever has. Let's be fair. Smash is a great-looking game.
Indeed.
And it's still Smash Brothers. It's not a fighting game.
It is not a fighting game. It is a party game.
So if you like Smash Brothers, you're probably in heaven. I think people are. There was a comment of, why is Mai Shiranui not in Smash Brothers?
Yeah, why do you think she's not in Smash Brothers?
I got two reasons, and I can't say it on a family podcast, but you know what they are. I love Mai Shiranui, by the way, but she's not showing up to this party.
Yeah, she's never going to be. I would probably think that if there's going to be another SNK person, probably Marco from Metal Slug or maybe Kiel from King of Fighters.
Terry Bogard. Not Terry Bogard. What's Terry's brother's name?
Andy Bogard.
Andy Bogard?
Yeah.
Basically, my...
Thought you were the hardcore arcade person.
Nintendo, look, it's been a long time.
And their friend's name is Joe Higashi.
Joe Higashi. I want Joe Higashi. I went, you know, look, we can talk about Art of Fighting, we can talk about King of Fighters, Samurai Showdown all day long. SNK games rock the boat.
Yes, they
do. But Nintendo, you are not cool enough to have my Shiranui in your Smash Brothers game.
That is true. Number 16, by the way, is another game. I think we both know why this one is here. I'm a little bit surprised, actually.
Not at all. Not for me.
Really? No, number 16 is Overwatch, and the reason I'm surprised is because it's on the Switch now, and Blizzard definitely said several times there wasn't going to be a Switch version.
Yeah, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. Oh, money.
Suddenly we can move mountains and there's money involved. Now, Overwatch is interesting because BlizzCon this year, they actually announced Overwatch 2. Overwatch 2, though, not really a sequel, kind of more of an expansion. Like, do you remember Left 4 Dead 2 back in the day?
Yeah, Left 4 Dead was one of those games that predated the Destinies, and it predated the Overwatches, and it could have been a platform, but they didn't quite know how to do it.
So we have the same idea here. Like, basically, Left 4 Dead 2 wasn't really a sequel to Left 4 Dead. It was more of a... We're going to call it a sequel, but it's actually just a big expansion. And you're going to pay sequel prices for it.
Now, to be fair, Overwatch doesn't require a monthly subscription, right?
No, it doesn't.
No, so you buy the game and you basically have it, and they make all their money from the... it's like a gas station. They make all their money from the candy.
Microtransactions, you buy skins and stuff.
But we've seen Fortnite, we've seen Apex, what is it, Apex Legend?
Apex Legends, yes.
Apex Legend, I don't play it, but you do, you know it. You know, have, Rainbow Six?
Siege.
Is that it, Rainbow Six?
Siege,
it's so hard to, these games have been massively successful, and they haven't really been sequelized. They're continuing. Basically, what Destiny did years ago was a complete and utter failure, to the point where they're now retooling the game to be more like Fortnite in this. I gotta tell you, Overwatch is interesting, but no, Overwatch on the Switch seems like a match made in heaven.
It really does, and I haven't played it, but from what you've told me, all of these Switch ports, with the sole exception of The Witcher 3 on Switch, which is awful, the Switch ports have turned out pretty good.
You know, I haven't played Witcher 3, you like the game, you don't like this translation.
Yeah, on the Switch, like, and honestly, in this day and age, like, Witcher 3 is about 5 years old now. You should probably have a computer that can run it, and if you don't, you've probably got a PS4, and if you don't have one of those, you got an Xbox One.
It's toilet mode. That's the thing. It's like Skyrim.
I suppose if that's what you're into. Hey, speaking of games, you can play in the toilet with a Switch. Number 15 is Mortal Kombat 11. And again, every time we talk about this one, you say the Switch port's fantastic.
Switch port is the game. It's the game, and it's not compromised in any meaningful way. And again, it sounds like I'm being a Switch apologist, but it's not.
Right.
When you grew up playing this stuff back in the day, if you grew up playing Mortal Kombat, Street Fighter back in the day on the consoles, they were massively compromised in ways that made them unplayable. Do me a favor, anybody listening to this, go to YouTube, type in Mortal Kombat Game Boy, and this is not that. This is the game. It's been scaled down. It's all there. It's not as good as the PlayStation 4, Xbox, or PC versions graphically or presentation-wise, but it's all there. And I got to tell you something, Corey. If you're an esports guy, you put this in your Switch, you can have a system loaded with these games, practice with them, you're not at any disadvantage. They're the games. It's the game. The game is there. Mortal Kombat 11 on the Switch is the game.
Also, the main reason this is actually here, it's not the Switch version, that you can play as the Terminator now.
Yeah, you know what's funny, though? What comment about that? The Terminator movie came and went, Terminator Dark Fate. It seems like there's more interest in the franchise than there are in the franchise movies at this point.
There is a Terminator game that came out on Steam just the other day. A Terminator, I think it's Rise of the Machines, maybe, but it actually Terminator Resistance, maybe?
Or Salvation or something. It's a Terminator game that came out of nowhere.
Yeah, I'm told it's not bad, actually.
Yeah, we haven't played it yet, but this game had zero buzz.
Yeah.
Zip. Zilch. We didn't even know this game existed.
Yeah.
And it turns out it's not terrible.
That's what I've heard. I've heard it's actually pretty good. Speaking of games that are pretty good, number 14 is GTA 5. We've talked about it 1,000 times. It is here. It's not leaving. It's beating Red Dead Redemption 2, though we will see if that's the case with November's numbers, since that's when...
Final thought, do you think they're going to announce Grand Theft Auto 6 next year?
No.
They are going to announce it at some point. There will be an announcement.
Probably not next year, but at some point there will be a Grand Theft Auto 6, yes.
Yeah, people seem to be happy with 5. Speaking of games as services, that's effectively what Grand Theft Auto has become.
Pretty much, Hey, speaking of games, we talk about it all the damn time. 13 is Minecraft. It's on the Switch. Isn't that great? Number 12 is Mario Kart 8. It's on the Switch. Isn't that great? Number 11 is The Legend of Zelda Link's Awakening. It is on the Switch. Isn't that great? It's a pretty good game. If you've played the original version, you will find that this is, like, almost too similar for comfort, really.
Yeah, but here's the thing, though. The vast majority of Switch users who love their Switches were probably not even a twinkle in their parents' eyes.
That's a good point. Yeah, actually, that's actually true. One thing that really got me, if you played it, right, the original?
Yeah.
So, yeah, the original was on a really, really cramped map, and it had to be because it's a Game Boy Color game or Game Boy game.
I want to share a little insight about that game. I'll make it very, very quick and brief. One of the reasons why old gamers, like, you know, who have been around the block, champion lesser hardware so much, a lot of it has to do with this game, The Legend of Zelda: Link's Awakening. For those who remember, the Game Boy was obsolete before it came out. It was always, quote unquote, bad hardware. It was always behind the curves and everything. The screen was terrible, black and white, it was small, consumed batteries. You had Game Gears, Turbo Expresses, you had all these things that were technically better. And then every once in a while, a game like Zelda would show up, and the Game Boy would come back to life. And at the end of the day, graphics matter, technology matters, of course it matters. But at the end of the day, the most important thing is the game. If the game is no good, your fancy graphics aren't going to mean anything. I know that's simplified, but you played Legend of Zelda, you played the Game Boy version.
That's actually one of the very few Zelda games I've played and finished, is the Game Boy game. What I was going to say is that because it's a smaller game, the map is more cramped. When you play on this larger version on the Switch, you can tell. You can really tell that this original game was very tiny. There's a lot of spaces that didn't have anything that now have a secret or now have an item. And unlike most Zelda games, there's not really any empty areas. Everything has something. So whether you like it or hate it, I mean, it's really up to you. I thought it was just strange, honestly.
It was a game that was made for the platform it was on, and sometimes, you know, not to do this for anything, but, you know, Disney Plus came out, the new streaming channel from Disney.
Sure.
And one of the big things was The Simpsons are on it. You know, you yes. had 30 seasons of Simpsons.
And they're missing certain details because it's smaller, right?
Well, what happened is the original Simpsons were, you know, for the first 20 seasons, were in 4:3 ratio.
The first 20 seasons, good God.
And to bring... Yeah, I know. To bring the better seasons, but to bring them kicking and screaming, to make them look widescreen, they had to zoom them in, which caused content to be cropped out. If you're like me and you watch that, you say to yourself, what's wrong with this? You can see something's wrong. Jokes were cropped out, everything, because it was lazy. It was lazy. Sometimes it matters what format these things were made for.
Indeed.
You know, and they're supposed to fix it. They're supposed to be fixing it. But my point was, in Zelda's case, bringing a game that was made for a 2-3-inch screen up into HD it's going to have some differences.
Yeah, some differences, like the differences involved in games where you're using a weird controller.
Yeah, speaking of that.
Number 10 is Ring Fit Adventure, which everybody sees this. If you're not familiar, it is a game where you plug your Switch controllers into a ring-shaped thing, a ring-shaped peripheral, and you do exercises, like actual exercise, like hardcore work your ass off exercises. It's not playing around. This isn't Wii Fit. And, you know, you see this thing, and if you lived through the days of the Wii, like I did, you remember that the Wii had all kinds of this crap. Like, it all sucked. Every last
bit
of it.
There are landfills filled with Wii junk.
Yeah, like, the Wii had endless piles of this garbage. And you learned very quickly that it's like, you don't want to buy any of it.
No.
Ring Fit Adventure, however, based on what I've seen, is actually pretty damn good.
You know, it's funny to me, in 2019, we now have a Nintendo console that has Mortal Kombat and Ring Fit Adventure.
Yep.
In the same space.
Though, I mean, the Wii had that too with, like, Mad World and Wii Fit and so on. Like, it's not that new. Like, I think Nintendo has kind of shed the Just for Kids thing. Like, even since the days of the GameCube, you had Eternal Darkness. Like,
well, first of all, Mad World was great.
Mad World was fantastic, yeah.
But nobody bought it. And when I say Mortal Kombat, I'm just talking about a top tier rated M, like, popular, you know, M rated game.
Nobody bought Mad World, but they made a sequel.
You know what? Mad World was great, and was it Platinum Games?
Yeah.
Bless their hearts.
Yeah, you've seen where they've gone, right?
Yeah, they've gone back to Nintendo.
Indeed. So, Ring Fit Adventure, real solid stuff. Definitely worth a look if you are willing to exercise. And again, it is actual exercise. I've watched people playing it on Twitch. It is not just sitting around playing a video game.
You know what? If you need a plastic ring to help you lose weight, more power to you.
Indeed. Hey, speaking of things involving plastic rings, I don't really know if Borderlands 3 has any of that, but it's number 9. I played it. If you like Borderlands, it is a significant amount of Borderlands. Like, Borderlands 3 doesn't end, and that really irritated me toward about the 40th hour or so. Like,
I love this game because it finally converted you to the way I think, that you can have too much.
Like, most games, I'm cool with it. Like, Assassin's Creed Odyssey, I'll play it for hours and hours and I don't get tired of it. Borderlands 3, please just freaking end already. Good God.
Well, it can't hurt you anymore, Totally.
That's true.
Nine.
It cannot hurt me anymore. It's only number 9. Number 8 is FIFA. Number 7 is wrestling. WWE 2K20. Whatever their sports games. Number 6 is Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon Breakpoint. It gives me a wonderful chance to say something I love to say, which is, no matter how angry Reddit gets about a game, it doesn't matter. It's still going to sell. Everybody on Reddit made a point of letting you know that you are not allowed to enjoy Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon Breakpoint. It hurt their families. It did bad things to their pets.
As usual, the public ignored them.
So. As usual, nobody listened to Reddit. It's number 6. Everybody bought it. Actually, I'm betting most people didn't buy it. I'm betting, in fact, many people played it via the Uplay Plus subscription service, in which case you can pay $15, get your Ghost Recon in for a month, which is really all you need. Who plays the game for more than a month anyway?
Going back to Disney Plus for a second, it used to be simple. Netflix, Hulu, Amazon. Now it's Disney Plus, Crackle, Shudder.
Shudder, by the way. I'm gonna plug them. Shudder is great.
Yeah, this is gaming, by the way. Now it's gaming. It's like, oh, yeah, Xbox. Okay, now we got Origin. Now we got Uplay Plus. We got all this stuff. Congratulations, consoles. You're about to be diversified
and it's
with a million services.
The best thing that has ever happened to gaming.
You know what? Didn't they announce a new Splinter Cell?
They did.
It's about time. It's about time. I think they did.
I never actually played those, to be honest.
Depending on who you ask, they were more fun than Metal Gear.
Oh, well, that's
depending on who you ask. Depending on who you ask, they were worse than Metal Gear. So there's a real rivalry there.
You know what's a real rivalry? Against sports games, and I'm always going to win. Number 5 is NBA 2K20. Number 4 is Madden NFL 20.
No, stop the presses. You got to say this. This is interesting. Madden NBA 2K20, right? Real quick, for those who don't know. I know you didn't play it. I didn't play it. I don't give a crap about that.
Indeed.
But this is interesting because this game was denied. Right.
Oh.
This game was not, this game for a brief moment was the best selling game of 2019.
Oh.
Yeah. And then the next day it was not because another game came out. Look, how many great games have come out this year? Lots.
Quite a few. It's been a good year.
Yeah. Within 1 month, NBA 2K was the best selling game of the month, of the year, of the whole year.
And
it came out. It was automatically the best selling game.
Yes.
Yeah. Until something else came out, which we'll talk about in a second. But yeah, so.
We are getting to that one. Yes.
That is so funny that this game came out, sold millions and millions and millions and millions and millions, and yet is never going to be considered the top, just because of its timing.
Number 3 is Luigi's Mansion 3, which is a solid game. I've been playing quite a bit of it, because there is quite a bit of it. It's very long. I've never played the first two. The first two being Luigi's Mansion on the GameCube, Luigi's Mansion Dark Moon on the DS. I do have copies of each, but I haven't really played them. Having experienced Luigi's Mansion 3, which is basically a game about being a giant jerk with a vacuum cleaner, I'll feel like a try. Like, it's actually pretty fun. I'm shocked at how well it works. It's very clear that the original was just kind of a tech demo for the GameCube. Like, oh man, look at our physics. It's great. But there's a game here, and it's pretty good.
Yeah, people really like the Luigi's games, but in general, people really, 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 really like the third one.
Yeah, the third one's gotten rave reviews from everywhere. It's impressive.
And NPD says the same thing about this game they say about all Switch games. It's broken franchise records. But to be clear to you, the Switch sells games.
It does, because... It's the hybrid thing. It's got to be the hybrid thing. Plus, it's Nintendo, and everybody loves Nintendo. Nintendo is like, again, as hard as Reddit tries, Nintendo has cemented itself in the public's mind. Not just the gaming public, the public's mind. If you think video games, you think Nintendo. If somebody is playing a video game and a TV show, they will refer to it as a Nintendo. It's just how it is.
Yeah, and it helps that the games are good.
Yeah, every time. Every time. A Pokemon Sword and Shield, fantastic game. Looking at this article right now, Pokemon Sword and Shield, it's a warm and comfy but mild curry. It's a review in progress. Who does reviews in progress?
Lazy reviewers.
Like, nobody actually cares enough about your review to help them make buying decisions. Just review the damn game.
First of all, if it says review in progress, don't give them your time.
Yes.
Because they don't care about yours.
Indeed. Speaking of games... it kind of does care about your time because it's not very long. Number 2 is The Outer Worlds.
Mm-hmm.
The Outer Worlds is a game from Obsidian Entertainment. They made a game called Fallout New Vegas a while ago, and the internet loves them for it. Fallout New Vegas was pretty alright. Decent games. 8 out of 10. Outer Worlds, basically just Fallout New Vegas in space. It's kind of like what Platinum Games does. Platinum Games they made one game. They made Bayonetta. And then they just took Bayonetta and they made it over and over and over again, and they put different skins on it. So they made Bayonetta, but you're the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Bayonetta, but you're the girl from Avatar, etc., etc.
Yeah, look, they make the video game equivalent to, like, Taylor Swift songs.
Exactly.
They just take the same song and reskin it over and over.
Right, and that's what Outer Worlds really is. Outer Worlds is basically Fallout New Vegas, except you're in space. My favorite part of Outer Worlds is one point where, so one of the big things we like about Obsidian games is that the fact that they make you make moral decisions, right? Like, you could be a good person or a bad person. And early in Outer Worlds, you are in a place about to make a moral decision, and the party members with you will not stop saying, hey, this is really important. This is a big deal. Can we take this back? This is a huge problem. Wow. It's like, dude, just shut up. Like, holy Christ. I know.
Well, you know what's funny, though, is that for all the fact that Las Vegas, is it Las Vegas?
New Vegas, sorry.
Subsequent Fallout games, despite everyone trying to convince you otherwise, were not as good, and they've gotten progressively worse.
Oh, no, everybody liked New Vegas. I mean, it was...
No, after that. And you know what's funny? Obsidian was purchased by Microsoft, right? The developer.
Right, you're right.
And speaking of that Microsoft show, did you see that they announced their new game called Grounded?
Grounded, yeah. It looks like you are a tiny child doing tiny child things.
Yeah, it's like Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, but with adventure. What's very impressive about Outer Worlds is the fact that it sold well, and you can play it right now on Game Pass.
You can. You have $15.
Yeah, or $10 if you just want a console. So,
indeed.
That's pretty impressive. I have not played the game. Many, many PopStar editors have, and they've all told me they like it. I will think about it. It's one of those things where, do I have the time?
Indeed. Hey, you know what's not very impressive? The fact that number one is freaking Call of Duty again. It's Call of Duty Modern Warfare. It's the reboot of a beloved, not really a reboot, like the next game in a beloved franchise, the Modern Warfare series. It's Call of Duty. You've played it before. It's more of what you know and love. I thought it was great. It's
There's some differences. There's some differences. We got to just caveat there. The return of the campaign.
That's true. Which is, yeah, everyone, the campaigns don't make us money anymore. And yeah.
I'm not going to go here and say told you so, but yeah, told you so.
Indeed.
Also, groundbreaking for this is that it's multi-platform.
It is, and it's actually crossplay. It's crossplay, which is great.
Yeah, it's crossplay. It's exactly what this franchise needed. It was duly rewarded. NPD reports it's the 12th time a Call of Duty game has topped the year. Came out, became the best-selling game of the month, became the best-selling game of the year. Deny the NBA 2K game its place. Sorry.
Yep.
But that's what happens in competitive sports.
Pretty much. And also, again, this is the game that the people who play a lot of games, who define themselves by the fact that they play games, will tell you is terrible. They will tell you it's bad. They will tell you nobody should play it. They will tell you only dude bros play it, and they'll say that it's ruining the industry. And every single time they say it, they will be wrong.
There is a equivalent to this in the movie world, and I'll tell you what it is. You've probably heard of it. 1994, two movies came out, both beloved, both made a lot of money, both competed against each other.
Yep.
Forrest Gump versus Pulp Fiction.
Huh.
And the movie fans will say, ah, Pulp Fiction's great. Yeah, Forrest Gump sucks. Forrest Gump sucks. Ah. No, that's delusional.
Indeed.
You can like two things. And just looking at this list, Corey, we do this all the time. We just look at this list. People really, really, really like Call of Duty.
Yeah.
And they would not keep buying this game if it was bad. Like,
here's
you see this
question.
All the time.
Here's the question. Is the 0.00001% of people who play games who go on Reddit and complain about Call of Duty, do you really and truly think that their taste is better than the billions of people who purchase Call of Duty every year?
They seem so unhappy to me.
And they do. It's really sad. It's not.
They
really
seem
sad
they seem unhappy and deluded. And being cultural contrarians is not an effective way to spread your message.
I wish I had the time and mental energy to be this angry about so little.
Yeah, it's entertaining in a way, but you know, when we look at the internet culture, when historians look back, they're going to scratch their heads and wonder why. Why people make such a big stink. And the answer is, we don't know either, but they're wrong. Look, if you like Call of Duty, that's fine. It comes every year. You seem to like it. If you don't like it, don't play it.
Indeed. And hey, if you don't like the Pop Zara podcast, you're wrong.
You know, we may not be the biggest podcast, but people
but we
like
have
us.
The
they
most
really
heart.
Like us.
Gosh darn it, we have the most heart.
Yeah, in euphemistic terms, we have a lot of personality, and we know how to flaunt it.
We've got pretty face, you know?
Yeah, we know what we're doing. We got a clean mouth.
Yep.
So, and with that, speaking of that, you've been listening to PopStar Podcast.
You know, we're talking about Reddit, and I go onto Reddit because I'm curious, and the first thing I see is the first headline on Reddit is Death Stranding is Breath of the Wild for adults. Everybody, please just stop reading Reddit. Anyway, the Pops Are Podcast, you were saying.
I've lost the will to live. Like, but every time
I hate to interrupt, I just had to say that. It's killing me.
You know, Reddit is the trolling equivalent to whatever the Guardian is. They're wrong on everything. I don't think that Reddit's ever correct on anything, or at least the subreddits. Can we differentiate
like,
the subreddits?
I really don't know how Reddit can, like, how can some this group of people be so wrong about everything so often? It's impressive.
That might be by design. You know, the world loves an opposite, right? The world loves an opposite. There are people who will shop at Target because they're moralistically against Walmart because they think somehow the crap that sells at Target is from a different origin than Walmart because they don't bother learning anything. It just makes them feel good.
You know what makes me feel good?
Huh?
The Pop Zara podcast.
It is. And you've been listening to the Pop Zara podcast, as my compatriot said. I want to thank Corey. I want to thank me, of course, pat ourselves on the back, for talking about another month of NPD sales estimates from our good friends, Matt Piscatella and the NPD group. Thank you, Matt. Thank you, everybody over there, for sharing these numbers. PopZara.com. You can listen to us on Apple Podcasts, Google, Stitcher. There's so many, and I'm losing track of them all. If you have a podcast app, we're there. And if we're not, let me know. We'll fix it for you. But we're probably there. And leave us a review. We really like that, and share it around because we do hard work, and you know we don't have Patreon. Because Patreon sucks.
It does.
And with that, it does. It really does. Spend your money elsewhere. Anyway, we're going to go. Thank you, everybody. Be safe in Black Friday. Don't kill anybody. And if you do, take pictures. We'll see you on the next
level.
Yeah, that's so smooth and slick. Bye. Bye. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Pop Zara podcast. If you like what you hear, why not leave us a review or rating? Not only do we appreciate the feedback, but it helps our ranking and expands our audience. Every little bit helps.